On KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Thursday, the 4th of March, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Healing starts there. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Our phone lines are 605-4567, and we're streaming live. Yes, I checked it. At KCNR1460.com. Jared's at the helm. Hello, Jared.
Good morning.
National Marching Band Day. So we'll see your 76 trombones somewhere today. And of course, it's Trish Clark.
Because it's Thursday.
Or it's Thursday, as she is known in many places, Trish the Dish.
Okay.
You started me this morning.
You started me this morning.
I was kind of hitting on 4 or 5 cylinders, and now I am up on all 12.
Well, there you go. We had an interesting conversation to start this. Gave me some food for thought. So it's 56 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 62, mostly sunny, and a low of 41 this evening. On Friday, showers likely, high of 63. A low of 40, a chance of showers, and then mostly sunny. On Saturday, a high of 58, a low of 37. On Sunday, partly sunny, a high of 60, a low of 40. And on Monday, a high of 53, and rain likely, and a low of 41. So we're going to get a little moisture, and we surely
we
need
are.
That.
You know, what did you say about Sunday? Is Sunday going
sunny? Sunday's kind of mostly sunny. Mostly sunny, partly
okay,
sunny.
Good. That's when we're taking a... We're taking all the young hunters out on Sunday over the Reading Gun Club.
And we're restarting up the Frontier Senior Center breakfast on Sunday. So we want to be absolutely sure we have a nice day, get everybody out.
What time does it start?
It starts at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. If it wasn't for that, I might be down there because Linda's going to be gone this weekend.
Oh, too bad. What time are you leaving? You're leaving early, early.
For what?
For bird hunting.
Oh, no, we're not. We're what it is we take... as many places as we can find to hunt, and we take young hunters, 12 to 15, who have never hunted before,
right.
Hunted turkeys before. And Sunday is when we get them all together. They get classes on,
orientation.
It's an orientation. We sight in their shotguns. We shoot some trap for them so they can, follow the moving bird. We have blind etiquette. I'm teaching a camouflage class on how we don't want anything flashy out there. Then there's a class on turkeys itself,
Yeah.
A story, about how turkeys weren't here. They were reintroduced up here like in the 60s.
Right.
And have become a huge success.
Lots of turkeys out there.
Oh, my
gosh. Except every place where Carl hunts.
Except where I hunt. You know what? Do not send me photos. Okay, send me photos.
Okay,
here we go again. Send me photos. I tell you what, send me photos. For everybody that sends me photos, you will have $10 in Black Bear Diner bucks sitting right here at the counter with your name on it. But they've got to be urban turkeys. Got that? Nope, they can't be out in the wild. They've got to be urban turkeys. So there.
The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
So, do you think that there really is a terrorist threat to Washington, D.C., or is this just something that's kind of come up so they can keep those fences up there longer because the National Guard are leaving, supposedly, mid-March?
Yeah.
Bad food, horrible conditions to live in, even food that's not good. I mean, not good tasting, but it's just
spoiled.
All types of things. Do you think this is something?
I think there's something happening in Washington, D.C. I don't think it's a terrorist threat.
Well, I don't know. Oh, you don't?
I don't.
What do you think?
Well, I think there's some things happening. You know, I have maintained all through this, Carl, that I don't think this is over. and I think there are things happening. I think there's a lot of things happening worldwide. I still am not of the opinion that this election is going to stand in that we're not going to recognize that there was election fraud and that this just really. Did you ever watch what I asked you to watch, Lindell's film?
I've watched part of it.
You need to watch the whole
thing.
I'll
watch the whole thing.
You tell me that every week. You got to have your eyes opened up. Well, there's an awakening going on, Carl.
From
people 9, need to see.
9:15 to 11:15.
Carl,
this
Linda's going to be gone this morning. Or the,
tomorrow. She leaves tomorrow after the show. At 9:15 this morning, I will sit down behind my computer. I will turn it on and I will watch it.
Okay.
If it hasn't been removed.
Irrefutable for. Oh, it hasn't been removed. Okay. Irrefutable for.
Is it on YouTube?
Should be.
Okay.
If you don't have it, you just
check
me out.
Well, but you sent it to me on Facebook, and you know how Facebook gets.
Messenger. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
They just start removing stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But
you know, I
think it's still up.
Here's my favorite one. Somebody sent about Dr. Seuss, and I want to talk about Dr. Seuss in a little while. But somebody sent it to me, and it was funny. And I added to it that it was, it wasn't all the books. And the fact checkers at Facebook said, partially false information. I went, what's partially false? And opened it up, and it said, not all the books were censored. And that's the word I use, censored. And I said, well, that's not what I said. But I put that in my other thing. It says they've said it's not. They said it's only that parts of this are not true. The parts of it aren't true is that six books out of his were censored, totally censored. And I do have some comments on that later.
Well, you go forward with
you
it.
Want,
because,
with it now?
Yeah, okay. Because I mean,
well, but, first of all, the Dr. Seuss book sales have spiked.
Oh, for God's
sake! Tremendously, they're
going to run it to the thrift
store. They're like 8 out of 10 top selling books on Amazon. And the other one is his stepdaughter says, my father was not a racist in any sense, any thought of the way. He cared about people.
He was a very liberal Democrat.
But then she says, in this time of world, a lot of people in pain, perhaps we should look at it. But you know what? I listened to some of the passages that they're, because an Asian man using chopsticks, that it's somehow is thought to be a racist or it should be censored because an Asian man using chopsticks. I mean, I'm sorry.
Carl, have you ever given any thought to the fact that, if you just sit away from it. Don't think right. Don't think left.
Just sit back.
And look at what is happening. And is there just a possibility that they are making things so absolutely, how insane is it going to have to get before people kind of go, something's going on here. This is not right.
Is it going to have to be like California and Newsom's? Does it have to be like California and Governor Newsom, who has done so many just dumb things and has harmed the people and the economy so much, and until it finally got to the point where they have to recall him, okay?
Shame. Shame.
Oh, yeah, Governor Newsom.
Shame.
Oh.
It plays. When I mention Governor Newsom's name, somehow this magically appears, in the background.
You're not supposed to mention Governor Newsom.
Yeah.
Oh, I did it again.
No. I mean, when we mention it, it's kind of like...
Do we get one for the conversation or one for each time?
Just one for the conversation. Otherwise, that thing would be playing all the time. But the point is that there's 2 million people have signed.
Yeah.
2 million people have signed a petition to recall this man because he's finally taken us to that point. And then I have to look at Governor Cuomo. The Me Too movement, which I thought was totally out of control. But, it's funny how the Me Too movement, when it reaches a high-ranking Democrat.
Goes away.
It just is kind of like, Cuomo says, you need to believe those people. And then, of course, now when El Toro is goring him right now.
Yeah.
The bull's goring him. It's, no. I was just joking around. But the bottom line on this is, it's going to go to a point where people say that. And maybe Dr. Seuss is, maybe, I would love to think that's the tipping point where people go, you know, this is all a bunch of bull.
Well,
this is just BS. And I am not going to, you know, I'm not going to subscribe to that.
If you would just, I mean, if the American people would simply just take a look and read the list of the executive orders that the current occupier of the White House has theoretically signed since he's been there. What, a month? And he had the list of the idiotic, stupid, pointless, irrelevant executive orders. He just kind of went through the book, and anything that Trump has, that President Trump did while he was in office, they are systematically checking off and doing an executive order to get rid of it. Yeah. Whether it's constitutional, whether it's legal, whether it's needed, whether it was a good program, whether it was a bad program, doesn't matter. If President Trump has title to it in any way, shape, or form, or his administration, they're just reverting it. Boom, 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 boom. And what's the point? Some of those programs are really good
and
excellent. You know, some are very helpful. Check the pricing of prescriptions since that new click in.
Did they go up?
Oh, darn,
well,
yes.
Well, you know, he did a lot to get those down, and he was going to take on – well, here's the other thing. He was going to take on Big Pharmacy, his
and
second
he was
term.
He was right in line.
Guess how much money got flowed into the Democrats on that one. We got to take a break. And, yes, I realize that it was the foundation of Dr. Seuss who made those decisions. However, whether it was the foundation that made it makes no difference. It was these people who make – millions off Dr. Seuss. If you want to get into if you want to get into a conspiracy theory, well, you know, sales were lagging a little bit this year. Boom, we're just going to take six books that don't sell, not like the big ones, and we're just going to censor those. And then the sales erupt like this, and then down the line they say, you know what, I think, you know, we've listened to the people, and we're bringing them back.
Every bookstore, every thrift store in Shasta County, across the, got hit yesterday. We had so many calls at the thrift store down in Anderson at ETC.
Really?
You got any Dr. Seuss books?
Really?
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So, and that is another example of the pointless stupidity of what we're doing here. Makes no sense.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is locally owned, locally operated, and has a local board of directors. During this whole crisis, they've helped their customers move their dreams forward. They are a quality group of people down there. Two places here in town at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's the main branch. The other one, 1845 California Street, right down the street from us here and on Market. And, of course, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:17 in the morning here on the 4th of March.
We pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down. He frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? We kissed the van there. She took his ring. Took his baby. It took him minutes. Took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken in a finger.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft.
Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Balls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Balls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
76 trombones fought the morning sun with 110 cornets right behind. There were more than 1,000 reeds springing up like weeds. There were horns of every shape and kind. There were copper bottom timpani and horse platoons, thundering all along the way.
Good morning. Welcome back to 55 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Why are we playing 76 trombones? Because it's National Marching Band Day.
There you go.
Wow. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Yes, it's open line until 8 o'clock.
Yeah, if you've got something out there that you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 605-4567. Because otherwise, Carl and I will just beat up on each other.
I'm trying to find things to do that will keep Trish occupied. And the first idea I had, which I thought was great, she laughed, she chortled, she said, yeah, but she won't, you know. We can't talk about it.
We won't talk about what your idea was, though, Carl. I mean, for heaven's sake.
You know what?
Exactly.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. My barbershop of choice. You know, women go, once you find a stylist, women will stay with a stylist for a long time. Well, I found these guys 14 years ago, and they are not stylists. They cut your hair. This is a barbershop. This is man's last stronghold. And like everybody else, they were hit by COVID, but now they're running pretty good again. They run on by appointments anyway, and they have. And you give them a call at 244-9478. And so, but you don't get to come in there 10 or 15 minutes early.
You don't get to sit and chat.
They have
catch
the
up
greatest
again.
Bunch of magazines, car and track, aviation magazines, but catalogs. They have all types of, you know, hunting and fishing catalogs and outdoor catalogs and motorcycle books and all this. And I go in there and catch up on, you know, reading.
But you can't do that the magazine thing because
you can't do it now. You can't do it now. And
which is silly because you really could because they already proved that it doesn't live on the surface.
But because California is
because we're all a bunch of sheep.
California is,
and we just do as we're told.
Is like a schizophrenic. I mean, it is. You know, it's like, oh, this is bad. Oh, this is good. I mean, why isn't a gym able to open? And a suntan booth because they sanitize them anyway. I mean, I don't go to those.
There was
but
never,
why not?
Carl, there was never any rhyme nor reason to what was open and what was closed. That was the frustrating part of it. I'm a common sense kind of person. Give me a reason to do something, and I'll go along with that. But when you can be, when Walmart can be open and have hundreds of people wandering around touching things and doing this and doing that and wandering everywhere, but you can't have a restaurant open where you can separate people and keep them in one spot away from other people. Oh, that can't be open. Or a little bitty boutique shop. Oh, no, you can't be open there, but you can be here, and you can... all the things...
It makes no sense.
There was no common sense involved in this. Movie theaters. Is that probably the easiest way to... I mean, what do you do in a movie theater? You sit down and you watch a movie. You can separate seats easily.
But they're opening tomorrow.
But why weren't they open all the time?
Well,
it doesn't make any sense.
Because you can sanitize those places, too.
Yeah.
I mean, look at these. They have these foggers. Everything.
They have wands.
They have it all.
That's right.
And the fact, well, except for the fact that all the popcorn that spilled on the bottom. But they sweep that up. How are you going to get contaminated from the popcorn? Are you going to lay down on the floor with the popcorn? You can't see.
You're not going to eat the popcorn off the floor because somebody else has dropped it.
Well, I hope not.
Well, if you're going to, then you probably deserve to get something.
Then you do. And no, it may not be COVID. It could be anything.
Could be, yeah.
Hey, Jimmy, what do you think?
I didn't hear the last part of that.
We're talking about closing theaters and, you know, why? Is it because there's popcorn on the floor and people might be eating popcorn? But then if you're eating popcorn off the floor in the theater, there's things worse than COVID you're going to get. So.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of scary stuff out there. What I'd like to talk about is Maricopa County.
Yeah.
Supreme Court. Or the Supreme Court of Arizona is forcing the Maricopa County people to turn over 2.1 million ballots to the state legislators.
There you go.
For review. Now, the thing is, they're saying we're not trying to overturn the election. We're just doing it for election integrity. But if they find massive voter fraud, it's really going to put a stain, I believe, on the Supreme Court and these other courts that did not want to hear these cases.
Well, I think absolutely it's going to point out that because people keep saying, well, they went through the courts. No, they didn't. They got set down every time for some, you know, no, you don't have standing, it's not the right court. It's one of these things. They didn't hear the evidence. And you're right, Jimmy. If this court hears the evidence and finds massive voter fraud based on the evidence, they have to take a look at the rest of the elections.
Let me throw this out to you this way. I think Wisconsin or Michigan, one of the two, went through thousands of ballots,
mm-hmm.
and they found, you know, from a, you know, bipartisan, looked at thousands of ballots. Yes, there was one county that was because of they said of a person's mistake that gave all the votes to Biden, but then they switched them back to Trump. But what happens if they look at these 2.1 million ballots, my friends, and they find there was no fraud? What do you?
They're not going to.
If they find
that's not going to happen.
And there lies the problem.
Because I've seen the evidence.
If they go through there and a bipartisan group, and they go through there and they find that 2%. Are questionable, or 3% are questionable. Does that lie it to rest then?
If they were to actually find them, but here's the problem with the, and this is why they did it with the. There's two sides to this. There's the mail-in ballots that there's no way in this world that those can ever be counted, because when they opened them and verified, because the envelope was separated from the ballot. How are you ever going to be able to say whether that was a verifiable signature or not? You're not. Those are almost unverifiable. They really need to be thrown out if you're going to, all of them. Because you've separated them now.
And by the chance they do not find it, I'm just going to have to accept it.
What you just said, you know, when they separate the signature from the ballots, because you have to sign the envelope.
That's right.
Our county clerk checks it goes beyond it. They check the signature.
Before they're ever separated.
Well, but they check it with, like, the DMV also to make sure the signatures. But we don't have a million ballots roll through here. And but still, that is the way to do it. You need somebody to check, make sure it's right. So what I'm only thing I'm saying is, if they go through this and they find that if it's, of course, if there's a lot of ballots that should have been thrown out and all this stuff, that lies rise to, well, how many others in the United States are like this? But if it's an extremely low number, Jimmy said, I'd have to accept it.
Well, if they can actually go through and look at the evidence and rule out, again, I would say I don't know how they're going to verify those ballots. And the bulk of the ballots were mail-in ballots, number one. And number two, they're going to have to look at all of those stacks and stacks of ballots that have that were just for Biden.
Well,
but nobody else, no outline.
What bothers me about the whole thing is the voting, and Jimmy, tell me, you can jump in on this one too, but what bothers me is when states change their voting rules.
Exactly.
That can only be done by through the Constitution, by the legislature, and judges and some other little elected officials said, no, we're going to change all that. And that stood. That's I don't know why that never made it up past the federal courts at that level, and then to the Supreme Court. How can you change the voting rules where it says in the Constitution, and the decision that says, oh no, that's all right, was by a judge, and even though that you said a Trump appointed judge or an Obama appointed judge,
it doesn't make
any difference. How can they change the rules on that? Because of, quote, the national emergency of COVID. You know, the whole thing to me just smacks of panic, hysteria, and bad decisions.
Absolutely. Yeah, and then the other fact, I know you guys probably have to go to a break pretty soon, but...
Yeah, we're okay.
I'm looking at the Maricopa County situation, and I'm also very interested in Mike Lindell being sued by Dominion. Because he seems to be pretty excited about it,
well,
to be able to go into court and
absolutely.
And Lou Dobbs, of course, is being sued and has been fired by Fox.
Well, and Jimmy, you're exactly right. They're ecstatic that they now actually get to go into a court and present their evidence to the people of the United States. Because they've not had that opportunity.
And the problem with that, though, is, and we do have to take a break, is how is this going to be covered? How is this going to be covered in mainstream media? I mean, because these court trials...
If it's looking good for them, they won't.
These court trials last forever.
That's a good point. I'm going to let you guys go, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Thanks so much for your call.
Thanks, Jimmy. Okay. Moving right along. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Estate Granite. Mike Huber at Estate Granite, a veteran-owned business, has been doing this for over 16 years. He has done countless homes, bathrooms, kitchens, and more to bring his visions into your kitchen, bathroom, or like I said, other areas of your house. And he's got truly an artist eye when he does this. And now is a great time to give him a call, because he only works by appointments. So you give him a call or set up a consultation. You can come in and take a look at what you're wanting to change. You know, people are saying, well, you know, gosh, you know, maybe I want to sell my house. Well, this can really add to the value of your house. Something like this, especially in the kitchens when people walk in, and that's one of the main decision makers they have. And like I said, Mike works by an appointment only, so call him to set up a consultation. Just give him a call at 241-STONE. Or check out EstateGranite.com, a better-known business. And Mike Huber guarantees, he guarantees that you will be happy. We'll be right back. Pulse Urgent Care at 100 East Cypress Avenue would like to thank you for your support during 2020. Pulse is happy to announce they are reopening their urgent care services and are accepting patients by appointment only between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Pulse follows public health guidelines. Masks are required along with social distancing. Please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening, appointment, and further information.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, the 4th of March, 43 degrees out there. Trish Clark and I. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. What is going on with my microphone here?
I don't know.
It just keeps jumping up and down.
I know, it does.
We have these on these arms here. And, you know, so you can adjust them. But every so often, it decides it needs to go to a higher place. So I go from a tall stool to a standing position till I finally have to pull it back down again. Ah, the trials and tribulations of a radio show host.
Live.
Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. One of the places to shop for jewelry. One is the place to shop for jewelry, really. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repair. They will design and build pieces for you. They've got a great selection of anything from estate jewelry, Native American jewelry, to just watches, bracelets, neck. I mean, everything. They have it all.
And if they don't have it, they'll build it for you. They'll design it, put it together.
Four Winds Jewelry. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good morning, Terry.
Living the dream.
Hey, Trish. Yeah, just it's funny. Do you guys ever feel like that last sip of coffee is the one that finally kicks in.
Uh-huh.
It depends. You know, on some days, you know, you can hit the ground running. Other days, I have literally felt it start at 8. You know, I try to survive between 7 and 8 going, okay, just don't screw something up. And then 8 o'clock, it's like, yeah, okay, here it comes. Other days, at 7 o'clock, we're ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Today was a good day.
Today's a good day.
Beautiful out. Anyway, on Sunday at 9 o'clock on Jefferson State of Mind, we're going to have Melissa McEwen, Catherine Stainbrook, Melody Fowler, and Melissa Magana, the ladies who started Open Shasta. We're going to have them on. Janet Chandler will be my co-host, and it should be a good program. We'll get to kind of start closing the loop on all this stuff and showing how all these groups are working together.
Is Courtney Kreider going to be there?
Courtney will probably film it.
Okay. Courtney's going to be my guest tomorrow from 7:15 to 8.
Oh, good. That's great.
Right before Doug LaMoffa. Doug LaMoffa is going to come on at 8 o'clock.
Oh, good.
Courtney will be a good guest for you.
Oh, we've known Courtney a long time, and she's a fine individual. So I'm interested to see, you know, her journey, you know, how in coming back here. And
it was 23 hours straight.
Well, you know what I mean. And as I told Terry, the next time you're going to have an extravaganza, just let me know so I can bring in sandwiches and more people. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you, they were, Ashley and
Travis.
Catman, what a
Travis.
Great couple of people. They were wonderful. It was funny to watch, though, because Travis was just, he could have grown another arm. It could have helped him. I mean, you know, but they did great. They did really great. You've got a great crew there. And they're amazing.
And Ashley just happened to stop by because that wasn't her day. And
yeah, I know. Good thing she did.
Yeah.
And there was, she even gave me a Band-Aid.
Well, and the audience is, what in the world was going on there?
You know, that's one of the things that, little known fact, we keep a first aid kit here. I had somebody that was bleeding one day, and I had to slap stuff on, and due to no reason of violence or anything, it was a physical thing.
Running in and out the door, you know.
Anyway.
But it was, that was good. But there's a lot of things that are going to be happening in the next 3 to 4 weeks. It's going to be an amazing thing.
So when is the giant signature signing going to be?
Well, that's something that we're discussing, and that, you know, there's that. There's a lot of other things, too, that will be entered into the equation. We'll talk about some of that on Sunday. But I think more of the focus on Sunday is going to be more about what the local group is doing here, how they're doing it, what's going on with the recall and all that good stuff. And I think that and there's a lot of misnomers, you know, about who can take signatures and who can't. Anybody can take a signature as long as you're over 18. They have to be verified by somebody in the district, but there's a lot of legalities and stuff that we may discuss. But we want to get into the, well, if I can use the term, into the more sexy part of this. In you know, why are we doing this? What is it that got these women to decide, you know, we need to stand up? And it's amazing how it's a lot of young women standing up. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing, and I think that these young people here have to carry the torch for liberty. It's pretty exciting to watch.
Terry, I enjoy watching the young people get involved because that is the future. If we can't get the younger generation to care about the freedoms that the people have fought for all these years and the history of this country and what we stand for, then we're absolutely doomed.
And I think that the thing that really got them going was the fact that people keep saying, oh, we need to educate. Well, education without action is useless.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they understand that. And the minute we all started to go into action to get some things done, I think that's what got them going. But there's some remarkable young minds out there, great people. So
that'll
have
be
a great
Sunday,
day, you two.
You bet. It's Sunday starting at 9 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jerry. You know, the part that... the part that I think scares people, but they have real problems with is some of the things that have been said by some of the leadership in this red, white, and blueprint. Not everybody, not even most of them, but some of the things, and it may not even be the leadership as those that are like involved with it. Like, we know where you live, we know the name of your dog, you know, those kind of things.
And who's been saying those?
Well, that's been said in the Board of Supervisors meetings, and Carlos Zapata, who has, he has said he wouldn't even run in the recall election, but he's been very, he's been forceful out there, and you can understand.
What district does he live in?
Well, he lives in Red Bluff. So, but I think he lives in.
Okay, I know
Shasta
his business. Well, I didn't know he lived in Shasta.
I'm pretty sure he lives in Shasta County. Well, okay, yeah, he does live in Shasta.
Well, he can't run in the recall if he doesn't.
But I know that. But he said he wasn't going to run. But I think what happens is they fixate on one or two or three people. Some of the things they've said, and when they outed Dr. Ramstrom's home address, Terry. And I told Terry about it. He was shocked. He said, "That's not, you don't do things like that. That's the left. The left goes out and reveals things. It's not the right thing to do." But I think that causes a lot of consternation because
people focus on those one or two, three little things.
They focus on those things, and they're not looking at the great number of people who really have an interest in Shasta County being open and being more free and being, having their Second Amendment rights not trampled on. But then you've got people, you got Sheriff McGreeny who is not trampling on those rights by any means. We're one of the, if not the largest CCW by population numbers in the state. But there's other things, and some of them probably true, some of them untrue, but it'll come out.
Well, and any time that the people decide to get together and accomplish something, if they can do it in an orderly manner, make their case, present it, it's the people of Shasta County who will decide ultimately whether or not those supervisors are going to be recalled or they're not, or any one of them. But certainly, if they certainly have a right.
Absolutely.
To go, that's how the system is set up. And if they can get the signatures to do it, put it to an election.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Enough people think that we need a change, then you have the elections.
There you go.
And damn the cost, because we spend more money on
things. Oh, we waste more money. We waste more money than that. Right. That's irrelevant.
Right. Okay. I got to take a quick break here. It's 43 degrees out there. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and give them a call at 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy and her staff have been doing this since 1993. They have been helping people throughout Shasta County and beyond, helping them make the right decisions on their insurance. And I just heard somebody else just lost their homeowner's insurance. I mean, and they live in a nice area because who knows why. Maybe it's one of those places that is in the large circle that insurance companies draw that says you could be touched by fire. Who knows? But you know what? Judy helped them too. And Judy Maxwell has got her customers or clients are kind of like almost like family with her. She knows their names. She knows their birthdays. She's been working with the same people since 1993 in many cases. But give her a call. Give her a call at 221-0441. If you need a second look at your retirement plan or your 401k, have her people on her financial side take a look at that. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Gearup.com.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our
Gear Up 2021 Swag to Win promotion.
Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. All winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on February 25th.
Two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad.
And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat.
From Reading, Yamaha Ski-Doo.
Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can also hop into our chat room and get into the discussion right now, and that discussion is about State of Jefferson, Alaska becoming a state in 58, and many things. The Greater Idaho. We all become part of Idaho.
You know, that has so many possibilities. My favorite was
the Texas one.
The non-contiguous annexation. But the Idaho thing, really, because that swings down, puts Idaho with a coastline, which opens up, you know, sea trade and all of that.
Strange-looking state.
It's a strange-looking state. It looks, I don't know. It looks a little like...
looks like a duck's face. It looks like a duck with a cowlick.
I don't know.
Okay. Hey, 7:53 in the morning, and let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
I got something to say here.
Good.
I'd like to know what that movie that you guys are talking about watching. And this has been going on for a long time. I heard about this, some of the things that are going on after I got out of the Navy back in the early 60s, about these executive orders. And this New World Order, United Nations thing, was started, I think, by, his name was Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, that's called Holland, mm-hmm. and also maybe Prince Philip of the British royal family. And the Rockefeller Foundation was there when it got started also, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, and now Henry Kissinger is involved in it, and whatever the Rockefeller's now name is, it's not Nelson, I think he passed away. But anyhow, I've got a list of these New World Orders that was given to me a long time ago. And, I mean, it's scary, and the Clintons are involved in all this stuff, and half of the Democratic Party is involved, and they were going to put a lot of this stuff in when Hillary Clinton was in, and they've been working on this for a long time. And these New World Orders, I printed some of them up again, and I'd like to be able to give them to you and you two and let you look at them, and maybe you could put it on your website or something like that. It's scary what's going on.
You can send them to me at Carl Bott.
You know something? I think I'll just bring them down to you today. And when you close your station at 9 o'clock this morning, I'll hand one to each you and Trish. Well,
we don't close the station. We shut down the show. Yeah.
Okay. Could I walk in your... Or
sure.
You, guys
sure. You have to go through a metal detector, but okay.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
That's a joke.
I'm just kidding.
That's a joke.
I got a flamethrower, too.
Yeah. Well, let me just clarify, though, that this is the cabal, and not only are a lot of Democrats involved in that whole thing, a lot of Republicans are involved in that as well.
You got that right.
The deep state, if you will. But recognize that there are two movements afoot. There is the cabal, which is the One World Order, which I have said for years that the goal was to infiltrate this country from within through our schools, put one of their own into the presidency. That was Mr. Obama. And then Hillary was to follow up, make the final kill to put us under the United Nations and the World Health Organization, and no borders involved.
That's exactly it.
That kind of got all ranked up when Mr. Trump jumped in the middle of that from nowhere and kind of put the kibosh on their whole, oh my gosh, what are we going to do now? So they spent the next 4 years trying to discredit him, which they didn't accomplish. But I don't think that's over. So there's two movements out there. There's the One World Order, and then there's another group that's going to fight to the death, and let's hope for the good guys.
Well, I think, take away the Republican and Democrat, first of all.
It's the deep
take
state.
Take away that and look at the, major money and that group of people and that meeting they have every year, for men. It's men only.
There's women involved. The one I'm.
I know, but this meeting, I can't remember the name of it, and it is true. I thought for the longest time that somebody's making this up, but no, it's true.
There's more out there than you ever believe.
But Ron, you can bring that stuff by. Thank you.
I certainly will do that. I'd like you to see that and maybe put it on your website or something. But I had a bunch of these New World Order pamphlets made up. I had somebody print them up for me and. I passed them out, and everybody, I talked about it years ago, and everybody started calling me an alarmist. And I said, this is something you need to look at. It's slowly coming into being. And they laughed at me, so I just kind of shut up and quit.
This has been going on for a long time. Lots of stuff out there, and I will tell you that I'm convinced that they have been stopped in their tracks, and I just hope I'm right.
Yeah. The John Birch Society told me about it when I got out of the Navy back in 1968 or whatever it was. But anyway, he explained this stuff to me. And somewhere, I think somebody in the John Birch Society was involved in that stuff, and he didn't like it, so he started leaking this out. And I was going to join, and my dad talked me out of it because he said this is the government put out that these were a communist group, and that's how they kind of poo-pooed him, but I mean, they want to. Well, Hitler had everybody's guns registered, so when he went into the service, he took all the guns away, and this is exactly what they want to do today.
Okay, we got to run. Thanks,
okay,
Ron.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
The one last thing I want to say is somebody, our listeners are very bright. It's called the Bohemian Grove Crowd, Bohemian Grove Meeting. That's what it's called.
Oh, okay.
That one. The other thing is we want to give a big shout out to Matt Doyle from the general manager out there at the Shasta Lake Caverns, was just appointed to the empty open position in the city of Shasta Lake City Council.
Oh, well, that's great. Good choice.
Good job, Matt. Yeah, it is a good choice. A good choice. Matt is a very bright guy that has...
No, congratulations, Matt.
And yeah, but here it is, Matt. A couple of things that you need to be... Just to think about, be careful for what you ask for.
Yeah.
But the city of Shasta Lake doesn't seem to be having a lot of problems. They're moving forward with a lot of stuff.
No, them and the city of Anderson have kind of kept their head to the ground and kind of moved through this this whole thing and been able to keep from stymieing completely and making headlines. Well, Nobody's trying to recall you out there.
But it is a full-time job. Surreptitiously, you all are moving in a black van. It could even be a black helicopter. You're moving your homeless up to Redding. From the city of Anderson, and the city of Shasta Lake is
we didn't build the jail here.
Broke the code on how to tax marijuana and buy everything you could possibly want. Anyway, okay. Hey, when we come back, Jack Potter, who is the chairman of Redding Rancheria, we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Unemployment remains stubbornly high, even as the coronavirus picture continues to improve. First-time applications for unemployment benefits edged higher again last week.
The Labor Department reports 745,000 people filed initial claims for jobless aid, an increase of 9,000 from the previous week. It's a sign many employers continue to cut jobs, despite evidence that the overall economy is improving. All told, 4.3 million Americans are receiving traditional state unemployment benefits, and when you factor in supplemental federal unemployment programs set up to soften the economic blow of the coronavirus pandemic, an estimated 18 million people are collecting some form of jobless aid. The nation still has nearly 10 million fewer jobs than it did in February of last year. Ben Thomas, Washington.
One of the bills aims to reform policing. The other, an election reform measure, both of those bills passing the House without any Republican support. And the House is not meeting today in light of intelligence suggesting a possible plot by militia groups targeting the U.S. Capitol.
The announcement comes as the Capitol Police and other law enforcement agencies are taking heat from Congress in contentious hearings this week on their handling of the January 6th riot. Capitol Police issued a statement saying, "We've obtained intelligence that shows a possible plot to breach the Capitol by an identified militia group on Thursday, March 4th. But that advisory is updated in a note to lawmakers Wednesday morning. The sergeant-at-arms says Capitol Police have received new and concerning information and intelligence indicating additional interest in the Capitol for the dates of March 4th through the 6th by a militia group." Bernie Bennett in Washington.
New York Governor Cuomo, insisting he will not resign, is apologizing after several women accused him of sexual harassment. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street. The Dow is up 15 points, NASDAQ down 14, the S&P 3 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote,
"Nothing can be said to be certain, except death and taxes."
Hold on there, Benji. You can't even rely on that much, thanks to identity thieves.
Pardon?
Tax forms have all your personal info in one place. And this is the season when it can get emailed, shared, and possibly exposed to identity thieves. They might even try to file your tax return before you do.
This shan't stand!
No, it shan't. Because LifeLock monitors your info and alerts you to identity threats. If you become a victim, a dedicated U.S.-based specialist will help fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but LifeLock helps you keep what's yours. Join today and save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART for 25% off at LifeLock.com. And remember,
25% saved is 25% earned.
Myanmar security forces are seen firing slingshots at protesters, chasing them down, even brutally beating an ambulance crew. In a video showing an escalation of violence against opponents of last month's military coup.
People are out again. And when we talk about them coming out, you need to understand how the strategies evolve. They're not just rallying and marching in now. They're actually barricading their neighborhoods, sometimes quite impressively, in a sense to deny the military government the control on the ground. And that's what the police and army have been going in to try to stop. But those barricades are becoming bigger and harder to move. So this is actually, you know, a real fight going on for control of Myanmar between its people, I mean, huge numbers of whom support this movement, and a military that is still struggling to assert its authority.
That's the BBC's Jonathan Head. Yemen's Houthi rebels say they attacked a Saudi oil facility in the port city of Jeddah today, latest in a series of cross-border missile and drone strikes. Townhall.com. It could get a bit more challenging to fill the tank in Petaluma.
A Northern California city has become what's believed to be the first in the country to ban all new gas stations in an effort to curb emissions. The San Francisco Chronicle reports the Petaluma City Council voted unanimously to prohibit the creation, expansion, reconstruction, and relocation of gas stations. It encourages owners to transition to stations that serve electric and hydrogen-powered vehicles. The city of 58,000 people 40 miles north of San Francisco hopes to become carbon neutral by 2030. Petaluma has 16 gas stations, with one more expected to be built because it was approved before the vote. Keith Peters reporting.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves firing back at President Biden after the president slammed states that are ending mask mandates. Reeves writing on Twitter, "No insults from the president will stop us from leaning towards freedom." More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is the 4th of March, 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Healing starts there. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
It's Thursday, so Trisha's here.
I know. I love Thursday mornings.
I love Thursday mornings.
I do, too. It's 49 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 62 and a low of 41. And on Friday, showers likely. A high of 63 and a low of 40. Showers and breezy in the evening. And on Saturday, a chance of showers, then mostly sunny, a high of 58 and a low of 37. On Sunday, partly sunny, a high of 60 and a low of 40. And on Monday, rain likely, a high of 53 and a low of 39. So it looks like into the next week, we get a chance of rain most of the week. So hopefully we'll get some moisture because
maybe some more snowpack. Maybe.
Boy, boy, do we ever need it. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Out of Anderson and a veteran-owned company.
Absolutely. Right. Lovely Anderson business.
Now, I want to throw this out again. Is Chuck Kenny has donated. His wife bought him this beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, you just saw it.
It's gorgeous, a beautiful quilt.
And because he was in the first air cab in Vietnam, she buys him things, you know, first air cab on it. And this was a beautiful quilt. Beautiful quilt. First air cab. But it was had Afghanistan on it. So what he's done is, I want to give this to somebody who was in the first air cab, a veteran from Afghanistan. So we have thrown that out there. I know there's probably some
there's
out
there. There's a veteran in Shasta County that served in Afghanistan in that first air cab.
In first air cab. Well, Celestina Traver from the Shasta County Veteran Service Office, she's got her people looking for some names, and all Chuck wants to do is present it to them. So, Jack, you're here. I know that you have a lot of the people from the tribe that served in the military, because that's just the way you guys are. You know, you might throw that out.
All right.
And, you know, like, he just wants to give it to a veteran that will appreciate this. I mean, this is
really pretty quick.
This is something you can hang on your wall.
Practically. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And we're here today with Jack Potter, who, of course, is the leader, El Jefe, the boss, the what can I say? The commandant of Reading Ranchers.
The one that's in
charge. Commandant. That's not the. That's not. Yeah. The HM. Okay.
Yeah.
HMFIC. Okay. Good morning, Jack. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. And how are you guys doing?
Good.
Well, you know what? Somebody just put it in the chat room. I love our chat room. You know, did you read about this city in Southern California that's outlawed the new construction of gas stations? They said, we're moving into the future, and the internal combustion engine isn't part of that. So they've just, you cannot build another gas station in the city. They have six, and that's enough. You know, that's interesting.
That's insane.
That's thank you.
Are they the Jetsons?
Hey, there you go. And that's the car I'm looking for. That's the one I'm going to buy.
Well, but you know what? The idea, what is Redding Rancheria? I mean, the state's pushing toward that. And you guys are like always on the forward edge of technology and things. Are y'all leaning into that, the electric cars and electric vehicles?
So far, we haven't done anything in that direction. But I know the other day some members were talking about how come we don't have charging stations at the casino and stuff. So it may be something we're going to start looking into.
Well, right now, Electric Utility is advertising the fact there's all of these rebates. And I thought I saw something and said, and don't quote me on this, but I thought it came from one of the handouts, was up to $20,000 in rebates, state, federal funds to buy an electric car and a charger. You know, so, you know, it's coming. And, but you're right that, you know, I would see you all putting a couple of charging stations out there. There's enough electric cars rolling around now.
That makes sense.
So what do we do if there's a wildfire started by PG&E and we're in blackouts?
There lies the problem. That's when you take your generator and you whip on your generator and you plug your car into it.
I had an instance the other day with a friend that sells real estate.
Yeah.
And she actually was showing some property to a gentleman that was from out of the area, and he had driven up here, and he was wanting to look at this piece of property up in Shingletown. And so she raced back up there to get ready to do that, and then she got a call from him, and his car needed charged, and so he couldn't do it till the next day because he had to recharge. The whole weekend was like that. Every time they turned around, he needed to charge his car.
I can see you all putting a couple of charging stations out there. That, you know what? That's a customer service thing, and y'all are big on that.
Yeah,
you know, for people coming there. And plus for this one, this small town, they're surrounded by larger towns, so it really doesn't make any difference. Somebody can just drive 3 miles and get their gas from another city.
Yeah.
Okay. You got some when you came in today. You got some news about the vaccines and what the Rancheria is doing. Good news.
That is correct. So. Last week we made a decision. You know, we've been vaccinating the native population and everything, and that's going well. But we also have a health center that takes care of the covered California patients, and they're non-native and stuff because the natives can use the tribal health center. And so we made a decision. We're going to be offering up 800 vaccines March 14th from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also got 400 vaccines set aside for teachers in Shasta County that are unable to get them due to their age, because the county and stuff has, you know, the age.
You're doing this in the elder population, the older population first.
And so as a sovereign nation, we're able to set our own guidelines, our own demographics and stuff. So we're opening it up for 18 on up.
And that's at the Churn Creek?
Churn Creek Health Center. Okay. 3184 Churn Creek.
Just for general information, though, about the vaccines, I do know that the county is in the process right now of setting up vaccine points throughout the county.
Right.
They contacted me at the senior center yesterday to see about setting one up there possibly.
Great idea.
So they are going to have them all around Shasta County now very soon.
When Glenn was on. Glenn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Glenn was on. He had talked about that. So it's going to be on March
14th.
March 14th, which is next week. And 18
Sunday.
And up, or Sunday. A week from Sunday. That's right.
Yeah.
And if you're 18 and up and a covered California patient.
Mm-hmm, that goes to that clinic.
You've got 800 doses for them.
Mm-hmm,
and then another 400 doses.
For school teachers.
For school teachers who haven't been able to get the.
That
even
is correct.
I thought the teachers were somewhere in that hierarchy. But what you've offered is 400 teachers are now going to get their first shot.
Correct. And that's why we chose Sunday, because we know they're busy Monday through Friday if they're in person.
If they're in person. Uh-oh. You know what? You're going to get hate mail on that one. Because they're going to say, well, I teach Monday through Friday. I just, of course, I'm just wearing clothes from my waist up.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's got to be tough. You know, I mean, You've been on Zoom meetings. You had a huge Zoom meeting, in fact, the other day.
Oh, my God. Last week was just rough.
Okay. I want to talk about that after we get back, because it used to be you'd have a national meeting.
Correct.
In Washington, D.C., where thousands of people would show up from the Native American community. And so was last week the meeting?
Yeah, okay. National Congress of American Indians.
I want to talk about that when we get back, because you were dreading that a month ago.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Powerhouse Solar, an elite dealer for SunPower Solar Energy, and it makes financial sense. And you may qualify to get 26% federal tax credit. Now you can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. Keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever with Powerhouse Solar. Call them today at 275-5600. That's 275-5600. We'll be right back with Jack Potter, Ready Ranch Rhea, Trish Clark, and myself.
If you fly in from Birmingham, you'll get the last gate. If you flew in from Boston, no, you sure won't have to wait. And I'm learning a little more every day about the power of the dollar and the people with white collars and the good old American way. I've noticed I don't get much help when they see my blue jeans. Some slick with the suit walks up, oh, can I help you please? Yes, I'm learning. As I gain a little age.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I just found out that Northern California ends at Williams. Everything else is Central California.
Well, you know, I don't know. It's moved a little because that used to end at Red Bluff, but at the other side of Red Bluff.
Well, you know what?
I guess we've dropped down a little bit.
I don't know. Maybe you know somebody in Williams and south of Modesto is Southern California. So welcome back, everybody. 8:19 in the morning. Our guest is Jack Potter, who is the chairman of Redding Rancheria, the elected chairman of Redding Rancheria, which is a big thing.
So, it is.
You know, but see, are you always running for re-election?
Every 2 years.
I know, but so in between, are you kissing babies and shaking hands? And?
Yeah, but it's hard because, like, then politicians out here, they always kiss little dark baby, and when I'm got to just kiss Indian babies, how do you get the points?
Oh, that's cold, but true. You know, the other thing, too, is the word veteran comes out of their mouths like every other sentence.
Yeah.
You know, veterans. And then, not in all cases, of course. Okay, Jack was every year. Is it every year or every other year you have the national meeting?
Every year.
Okay. And this is for the?
National Congress of American Indians.
Right. Well, this year, of course, COVID. So, yeah, so every... And there'd be what? How many thousands would go back?
About 5,000 Native Americans.
Yeah, in one spot.
Yeah,
I'm surprised that Washington D.C. let you do that.
Oh, I think they get nervous every now and then when they.
Well, they've got fences up now.
Yeah. So.
Okay, that's cool. Again, but this year it was a Zoom meeting. Tell us about that.
So, I'm in California, and the meeting's in Washington D.C. So. Time zones.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I started my mornings at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, but you had to be bright and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at 5.
Yeah, my hair had to be done and everything because they could see me and everything. And it was just rough. And so I did it, and then I had it on my phone. My wife's like, shh, shh, because I'm sitting at the edge of the bed. She's still sleeping. And so I really got up like at 4 so I could prepare myself, get my hair done, get dressed, and was on D.C. time, being in California time, and then I would drive to work at 8 o'clock and then switch my phone over to the computer and be doing my work and doing the Zoom. And
so they go all day long meetings, so they have 2 or 3 days of...
12-hour days.
Mm.
For how many days?
For Sunday through Friday.
Oh, my gosh. What were the big things that came out of this meeting this year?
Well, they're hoping that the nomination for Deb Holland will go through.
Mm-hmm. Is she getting any pushback?
She is, and it was funny. I was watching one day, and there were so many Native people upset because one of the Congress people yelled at her. Just, you know, and it's like, you don't yell at women, you know, and you can talk and you don't got to be so
strident.
Yeah. And it was about because she co-sponsored a bill protecting the grizzly bear in perpetuity.
Well.
And he said, why would you co-sponsor a bill to protect the bears in perpetuity? What were you thinking? She said, a very Native American answer. Well, I guess I was thinking about the bears. Oh, and he was just, what do you mean you're thinking about the bears? They're bears, you know. What about us that want to hunt? What about, you know, and she was like, somebody needs to think about them, you know. And he's like, but they're no longer endangered, so you're saying you're going to go against the laws? And she said, no, I will always uphold the laws. But, you know, by a native perspective, bears need to be in this area. If you do away with them, then it changes the soil integrity from their scat and this and that. And things work hand in hand. And so it was funny because they made memes the next day, and I seen them popping up, you know, about her. Well, I was thinking about the bears. And, you know, all the natives understood
I think
that.
I think
and,
I saw that, yeah.
And so it was funny.
But from the just from the other perspective, if, in fact, in an area it got to the point where the bears were taking over your whole community, and because they had grown in population, there should be something in there to protect that as well. Move them around, move them to an area that,
yeah.
You know, because it could...
Mm-hmm.
In perpetuity, I think, was the point.
Yeah.
Forever without ever being able to change this and can't ever pass another law to stop it.
Yeah.
So
it's hard to, you know, anything.
I mean, there's always two sides
when when it says in perpetuity, you got to wonder because,
things change.
Things change. Mm-hmm. So daggone radical. You know, we're talking about the electric car and we're making statements that are absolutely true today.
So what if you had a law that said cars will use fuel in perpetuity,
yeah.
And that's the law.
Yeah.
And okay, so that's
it. But it's not right to yell or that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so that of course is probably was the major topic that you have a Native American actually being in charge of the Bureau of the Interior.
Yeah, and she's it's not that she's just a Native American; she can understand the common citizen. You know, she was a single mother.
Mm-hmm.
We have that in America.
Oh, yeah.
She, raised her children on her own and lived off of public assistance at one time in her life. You know, a lot of people do that.
Has lived in the real world.
Yeah, and so she could relate to, common things that she's not, so far outside of the box that she can't relate. And
did she stay with her her Native American roots, too?
Grew up on the res.
Well, okay.
In her area, they have pueblos.
Yeah, pueblos in New Mexico. Yeah. That's what they call it.
And so,
Is she Laguna or?
Laguna.
Laguna. See, I've been on that pueblo. Yeah, it's outside Albuquerque. And I just know it personally because we had to do a military funeral for a Laguna pueblo native from the Marine Corps. And they treated us very well that day. Yeah. And that's the one I'm thinking of, it is just outside Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And it's, it didn't used to, but this was years ago. It didn't have a casino. It didn't have any of that on there, but it seemed to be self-sufficient that I remember. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I just know. So what kind of changes do you think if she is appointed, what kind of changes do you think that she's going, because this is a huge, huge job. It's not just it's not just the Bureau of Indian Affairs. This is everything.
Well, the Bureau of the Interior is
yeah.
That's a
huge, huge job.
I think it would be beneficial because as tribal leaders, it seems like those appointments, they're every 4 years, or if you happen to be reelected, then you're in there for 8 years, based on the president being mm-hmm. in there 8 years.
Sure.
But then we always get people that we always have to go back to Washington, D.C. and educate. And, sometimes they'll just get to that point where they're understanding elections happen and now they're gone. Mm-hmm. And so to have somebody that grew up as a native, understands the native, you can start working on things instead of that education process
right.
of, telling
the education can start from the top then.
Yes.
Down.
Where she's lived it. She knows it. She right. knows, what goes on reservations, rancherias, pueblos, colonies, whatever. She's lived it and she knows it. And so you don't got to go there and set up these meetings to start talking about this is how life is. This is how life was. This is where we're trying to go. She knows it.
And it's interesting that you all have thrived in this area here.
Yeah.
Due to the leadership of the tribe and all this. But people, unless you've lived out in areas that have res, like the Navajo Reservation or Laguna or up in Pine Ridge up in South Dakota.
Yeah.
And those places, you have no idea how bad these places are. You just have no idea. Like they still don't have water.
Correct.
And on the Navajo Reservation, they don't have they don't have water sources that people don't have to drive 200 miles to get water.
Yeah, when my grandpa, he's Navajo, and when he was alive, we used to go back there, and you know, it was an all day thing to go get water. You had to, like you said, go 100, 200 miles outside the reservation.
Have to go down the Gallup and fill up your water tank and bring it back.
And then bring it back.
And during the pandemic, because Gallup was just a hotbed of COVID, they shut down the entrances. So now,
where you got the rest your water,
people,
you couldn't
they
get
had
water.
To travel another 75 miles or 100 miles to get water. And why there isn't, now water up in that whole area is a very precious resource.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's homes up there that are sold that they're off the grid because they don't have water. And a water tank comes with your house, but you still have to go get water. And that's off the res, too. But you would think that with all the money we spend, there'd be some way of running a pipe to a central point.
You would think, especially with all the infrastructure underground in the United States, that it probably goes through there, but it's like, did they not put a spigot in for the Navajo?
Well,
attach a pipe and send it upwards, not just through.
And you know what? It's not going to be an inexpensive deal because you want to bury it. And so you bury it at 6 feet and going across the res, which is, you know, there's a lot of, if you've ever been out there, which you have, I mean, that's a lot of wide open areas out there.
Yeah, where you're not.
But still, you can run a 100-mile pipe to a central point that, you know, pushes a lot of water through there. And, see, it's things like that that people don't even realize.
But having somebody in that position that is familiar with the Indian Affairs activities, because that position is an agency that manages America's vast natural and cultural resources.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
Yeah. All of it. All of it. Not just Native American.
The national parks.
The Bureau of Land Management, Bureau of Ocean Energy Management,
the water,
Bureau of Reclamation.
All
of that, falls under.
That's a huge job.
It is huge, but my point is that it would tie, give an emphasis to that person that's managing all that water and terrain and everything else to keep the Indian population and lands in focus with it and bring it so that they're getting the same. It would be a good fit.
Yeah.
I can see that. Okay, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. Not an assisted living facility. No. Nama. This is a community of active seniors that, you know, picture this. You know, you've had enough of repainting your house and the garbage disposal going out. And now you want to kind of relax. You want to be able to travel and see your kids because now you can travel and see your kids or just how about go on those cruises. Well, now you can get a place. You can put all your nice stuff in there. They're pet friendly. They've got it all. You know, there's gourmet chef fixing you three meals a day or more because you can have little snack things in your, of course. And there's activities that you can get involved in or not getting involved in. That's strictly up to you. This is River Commons. For more information, give Brian a call at 238-5981. And remember, this is California's premier retirement community. Worry less, smile more at River Commons Senior Living. 8:32 in the morning, 44 degrees out there, and we'll be right back.
At midnight, beneath a starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Mastro has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Mastro, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Mastro apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutobody.com.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now. 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out. Valid through March 20th.
Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply.
Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is the 4th of March. It's 8:37 in the morning, 44 degrees out there, partly cloudy. Tomorrow looks like it's going to be cloudy again. And, rain. Looks like we're going to have some rain tomorrow on Friday, which we need, and rain next week, partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a Anderson-based business, because we know Anderson is perfect.
Anderson is, hey, it's an up-and-coming city, and we got our act together down there. It's doing well.
Let me tell you, Chuck and Judy wanted to build their business right here in Reading and ran into so many obstacles.
Yeah.
They just said, and Chuck being the guy he is, kind of guy he is, he goes, okay, well, I'm not going to get in a urinating contest with you. And so he approached Anderson, and they said, we're glad to have you come down here. You're meeting all the requirements for a great business.
And, you know, the incredible part about that was the interaction between the county and the city that had gone on prior to that time, because we made a decision many years back that if a business wanted to locate in that area where Mr. Kenny is,
yeah,
that actually was in the unincorporated area at that point. But we had agreements in place where water, electricity, none of that was a problem.
Right.
Any business that needed to locate there was going to be cooperation. And then, of course, at that same time that Chuck put his business down there, they were going through the process of annexing that area to the city of Anderson. But it was seamless, and the business were – and that's what government has got to get their head together and do their stuff to make it feasible for businesses.
To make it
how
easy.
Can we help you be successful?
Yeah.
Is what the attitude needs to be.
Correct.
Is how many hoops can I make you jump through because I can?
And this is and when are they going to realize that businesses that are successful is good for the community? It's tax dollars. It's everything that's
right.
good. It's everything that's good. And there's no negative there. Why put so many obstacles there?
How can we help you be successful? Yeah. What can we do? Because not all the rules mix. And maybe what you want to do with your business doesn't fit. But there's always a way to make that work that works for both the community and the people that want to do the business. But you have to have that can-do attitude.
True.
Yeah, I mean, you all are a business. You all are a successful business.
Correct.
And you play – and people say, well, they're a sovereign nation. They don't have to play by the same rules. That's not true.
It's not, because we do. You know, people say, oh, they don't got building codes. They don't have this. We have codes. They're tribal codes, and they're equal and equivalent to, you know, what the counties and stuff, because – it's not only tribal citizens that frequent our business. It's other citizenry.
And you're going to be held responsible if your facilities are not safe and hygienic and all of those same things that make for a good society.
Yes.
It doesn't matter whose rules they are.
We want it to be a wonderful atmosphere, you know, something positive. And, you know, we build up to the codes. We actually go beyond. And we don't want anyone to get hurt within our jurisdiction where we face lawsuits and everything, just like every other business owner. You know, we build a code, we go above and beyond.
You don't want somebody to walk into a room and it collapses.
No.
I mean,
that'd be horrible. And, you know, it's hard as a Native American because you are viewed differently. And so if we did, you know, build like that and stuff, you're just...
Yeah, make it worse.
Yes, you're just fitting what's already said. And so...
You know, somebody made a comment in here, if they don't like it on the res, why don't they just move? And we're talking about the larger reservations. Unless you've ever had a lot of contact with people on the reservation, and I can say I have. It was years ago, but it was, you know, I spent a lot of time on the Navajo res, reservation. And I was up on Pine Ridge up in South Dakota and that. It's you can say that, but the reservation is just not a place to live, is it?
No, and, you know, my grandpa, he got a job at the railroad when he was 13 years old. That was back when children could work, I guess. And he came to California, and he met my grandmother, a California Indian. But it was cultural shock, you know. I grew up in Pine Grove right out here, you know, and we weren't rich or anything. We had a two-bedroom house that fit all 50 family members. And, you know, I remember all the kids. I was the special grandkid, so I got to sleep in between grandma and grandpa. But all the other cousins were lined up like sardines in the living room on sleeping bags and stuff. And all the parents were outside in tents and stuff on the 1 acre.
Remind me of the
Pine Grove. It was on the corner of Acreage and Leona.
And what did they refer to it as?
Out to Toyon.
Toyon.
Yeah, so I was born out to Toyon.
Okay, I just mind fade.
But, when we would go back home to Navajo country, I was like, what? We have to go get water? It's like you couldn't take a daily shower. You just, you know, it was different, but it was fun, you know, all that open space as a child getting to run. And
we would have, the Marine Corps is famous for its relationship with the Navajo. With the Navajo tribe, the code talkers, all of this. And we'd have Marines from the reservation do 4 years. And, you know, some of them stayed longer, but most of them were for a four-year tour. They did, almost in every case, they did well. But when they got out, you couldn't, they were going back to the reservation because their roots were there. And unless you've been there and you've talked and watched, you don't realize how deep the roots are that go for the Native Americans and that reservation. That's why they don't move away. It's because that is their history, family.
We're connected to the land, the mountains around us. We know the spirits that dwell there. You know, it's just like a non-Native person and, you know, their connection to church and, you know, their upbringings and, you know, their... you know, Sunday dinners and all that stuff, you know, it's just the same, but we're within our country, you know, and we're a part of it, and we feel it, and we understand it. And, you know, even though the city of Redding's here, county of Shasta, I wouldn't live anywhere else. I'm in the heart of Wintu country. I am a Wintu. I could never see myself living anywhere outside of my country, you know, because all my sacred things are there, Mount Shasta and, you know, the rivers. And we have stories of, you know, the creation and all that stuff. And just because these buildings are here and stuff, I still see that and I feel it.
Goes back generations. It goes back, and so, and it's hard unless you've been raised in that, and in that type of an atmosphere where people still tell stories about how the moon was formed, and you know, where the moon and the sun came from. And each tribe has its own way, but a lot of it is close to being the same. And that animals, this is what the animals represent. See, this is why they go back. And they know that they, you know, their chances of getting a high tech job or anything are kind of really low. When you're on the Navajo reservation, mm-hmm. now they're trying to bring in industry. And I'm using the Navajo reservation because that's what I'm familiar with. My daughter went up there as a nurse and worked on a, you know, on a regular basis up there. When we say just move, it's not like us. It's not like, okay, I'm going to pick up from Redding, and I'm going to go to Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I'll thrive there.
Yeah.
Because Chattanooga, Tennessee is a nice place. I have family there. And, we could thrive there if that's what we wanted. But because we have no – Redding is a wonderful place.
No connection to the land.
It's not like it was a farm that we had had in our family for generations, that kind of thing.
But to just make the point, the Wintu – reservations, or the Indians that live here, your population, are an integral part of this community as well,
mm-hmm.
the greater community.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's
you're not separate and set aside to the point where you don't, I mean, the medical services you give.
That's what, unique. Like, California Indian people, they were unique, and, you know, California Indian people faced a lot of backlash from other tribal nations outside of California because we really didn't have reservations, you know, like they had large land base. Mm-hmm. We have miniature, you know, 20-acre pieces of land and stuff, and that couldn't, you know, really protect you. And we have a loss of language, a loss of this and that. We're, you know, slowly getting the language and stuff back, as to where the other tribal nations had large swaths of land, and they could continue living life the way the Creator intended it to. But California people were absorbed into the mainstream society.
Because of the Mexican influence
you go down,
from all of
You go back down into the Four Corners area where the reservation is in Gallup and Grants. There's one radio station there. It's all in Navajo.
Yeah.
I mean, they may have some English, but it's in the Navajo language. And it is, it's probably one of the highest rated radio stations in the whole area, but it is their own radio station.
And I remember I would see, like, you know, my grandpa, he was the same every day, but then you would see him start to fade. And my grandma, she was like, oh, your grandpa's getting ready. He's going to go on walkabout. He's going to disappear. And I was like, as a child, like, what does that mean? And he would just be gone, like 2-3 weeks, just be gone. And I'd be like, what's going on? Where'd Grandpa go? And then he would come back, and, oh, he was back to being that grandpa. You seen him living. He was happy again. And as I got older, he died when I was 12. But I think around 10, I told him, Grandpa, why do you look sad sometimes and then you just disappear? He said, I miss my people. I miss my language. I'm here with you guys living here. I have a different language. You know, I'm not able to speak my tongue. I'm not able to hold conversation. I can't express how I am. You know, we all speak English, but that's expressionless. He said, I'm not able to joke in Navajo. I'm not able to express myself in Navajo because you guys don't speak that. You guys...
And so he would actually go back to the res.
He would jump on a train and go back.
Go back to the res.
And get reconnected, you know, centered, and then come back. And
it was okay.
You know, like in the 1950s, the Department of Interior had the Indian Relocation Program, where they went to Pine Ridge, they went to Navajo, you know, all those.
Mm-hmm.
They picked metropolitan areas, San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, Los Angeles, you know, Oakland, and they relocated Indians from off of those land bases, New York City. And
how big of a group at a time?
I'm like, they'd say, Mr. Bott, do you and your family want jobs? And, you know, jobs were not prevalent with right. on the reservations. And, yes, everybody wants to live the American dream. And, you, you know, this Indian agent would come, we're going to get you a job. We're going to do this. We're going to. They sent you to those areas. When, if you're coming from Navajo Reservation where you've only
spoken to San Francisco.
To San Francisco.
Whoa.
And then they would take you to the relocation center, and there'd be a person, an intake officer, that would get your name and say, okay, we're going to put you here in this motel, you know. And it was only for 2 weeks. If you didn't find a job, they said they had this, but then it was just like on-the-job training programs, and you would do this. And then after 2 weeks, you were let go. And then, you know, you're...
What do you do then?
Navajo that only speaks Navajo. You're in San Francisco. You don't understand that area. And they turn to alcohol. And then oh. that's why we have these large urban areas, these urban Indian centers in San Francisco, in L.A., in Seattle and stuff. That's why they have a large population of, like, the Navajo, the Sioux, and those people in those areas because they were brought here and dropped there.
We have to take a break. That is so fascinating.
That is. I did not know that.
I thought you were going to talk about how they were taking children and putting them in schools and totally trying to eradicate their Indian heritage. And but this is a little bit different. We've got to take a quick break. And let's cut this break as short as we can, Jared. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals, as recognized by the Watson Health Institute, a fully accredited chest pain center. They also have the TAVR valve replacement program, where you no longer have to have your chest split open to get a valve replaced. They run it right up your artery, and you are up that afternoon and home the next day. Imagine that. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. We'll be right back with Jack Potter.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is back open for exploration. See the West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition featuring diverse pieces by artists up and down the West Coast. Enjoy the Visible River Aquarium, Caverns Exhibits, Parrot Playhouse, and more. There's something for everyone to discover at Turtle Bay.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Turtle Bay Annual Auction is going virtual. Now everyone can take part in bidding on exciting items and supporting Turtle Bay. Bidding begins March 11th. Tune in for the live virtual watch party March 20th on Facebook Live or YouTube. Go to turtlebay.org and click the online auction banner to register and learn more.
Yeah. You know, when I hear this, I think about going to Sturgis, which is in South Dakota. And, you know, for the Sturgis run. And,
yeah.
And that band, which band was that? Jared?
Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf was there at the Buffalo Chip Campground. And they get up there and start singing. You know, they've been around for, what, 75 years. And it's the same singer. It's kind of like Mick Jagger. You know,
the guy
never quits.
Yeah.
And the thing is you're in there with like 4,000 or 5,000 people in this big area. And they're up on the stage. And I mean, there's no seating there. So people are sitting on their bikes or standing there for this. And they'd start this song, and the bikes would start revving. So you get the first part of it, and the rest of it was like, blah, 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 you know, that kind of stuff from the bikes. But Steppenwolf, my first time I saw ZZ Top was at Buffalo Chip. I was as close to them as I am to the other wall in there, up on the stage.
It was great. Area.
Oh, that, you know, everybody needs to do that once in their lives.
Absolutely.
We're here with Jack Potter, who is the chairman of Running Rancheria, and Trish Clark, of course. And we're talking, we've kind of morphed out of the fact that the Running Rancheria, of course, has three clinics right now, and they're building a fourth one up in
Weaverville
right now. But they're giving, they've got 800 doses of vaccine they're giving to anybody from Uncovered California. It's going to be a week from the Sunday at the Churn Creek Branch, 18 and up.
No age group.
Also, they've set aside 400 vaccinations for teachers who don't fall into any of the groups yet because whatever. But for them, they also get the vaccination. We've had the vaccination, Linda and I.
So have I.
And you've had it. No side effects. I can just say that right
First
now.
First or second shot, no problem.
Nothing on that. So, and but then we start talking about, because of a comment here in the chat room, about why people stay on reservations. And, Jack, you've been very eloquent talking about your grandfather, who was a Navajo, who came to California and met your mother and ended up staying here. Mm-hmm. And people don't realize the depth of feelings a Native American has for their own area there. And then you talked about a program where they would bring in Native Americans into large cities, and for like 2 weeks they'd support them, you know, while they, you know, and they have on-the-job training. And then cut them loose, which is now why we have large
urban Indian populations.
And how your grandfather would, if he couldn't make it back, he'd disappear every so often. And the walkabout's interesting because it's the same word they use
in Australia
for the native aborigines there.
Yeah.
They'll go into a walkabout.
They do a walkabout. Yeah.
And to
get reconnected. Centered.
And if he couldn't get back to New Mexico or Utah, to the reservation, he'd go down to the enclaves down in the large cities.
Yeah.
Just to be able to speak his native language.
Mm-hmm. Feel connected and get a laugh. And, you know, that's what I've always
People
wondered.
Don't think Native Americans joke around, and that is just absolutely
untrue.
Oh,
Native humor is just funny.
Yeah. And, of course, I never quite understood all of it, but my combat cohort, my buddy, the guy that was with me when we went out, was full-blooded Navajo. And his dad was a career Marine. So he spent no time on the res. He might go there for a week, but that was it. And so he did not have that connection mm-hmm. like his father did. And so it was interesting talking to him on it all the time. So I knew more Navajo than he did. I'd go in and, hey! He goes, first of all, you're not pronouncing it right. You don't even know what it means. And we'd get into that.
Yeah.
Last thoughts here, Jack, because we ran out of time.
We're down to the gosh, yeah. The time goes by so quickly, but that was very interesting what you...
Vaccines will be given out at the Liberty Campus.
Liberty Campus.
At the Liberty Campus, Sunday the 14th from 8:30 to 4:30.
And that's on Churn Creek?
It'll be right here on Liberty Street Campus, right by
Liberty.
Shasta Regional.
Oh, by Shasta Regional.
Because we have a bigger parking lot, and that's where we've been vaccinating our people.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So if
you are in Covered, California, and you'd like to be vaccinated, show up there. No questions asked.
Probably call Churn Creek Health Center and find out how you get on the list.
Do they need to be on the list?
I don't know the details, but
just give them a call.
Call Churn Creek or, you know.
Okay.
That's great.
So what's going to happen this month? We still got next month, if you come, you know,
yeah,
every month you come on, or somebody comes on, I'd like to hear everything else that happened at the Congress, of the, or the meeting, because we talked about the new Bureau of Interior.
Yeah.
But there's, I'm sure there were other things that were discussed.
Oh, there was, and it's funny because us of Natives, like we were talking our native humor, you know, we were, the session would end, and so then we're still on Zoom, so where we haven't seen each other, you know, in a year, we're laughing and chatting it up like, yeah, you know, someone's like, gee, Jack, you lost a lot of weight. And I said, I know, I think I'm going to trim my skin, you know, and make medicine bags for COVID relief, you know, and just sell them at the next powwow and stuff. And our lobbyist said, Chairman, let me remind you that press is on here also while you guys are joking because we forgot, you know, we just got into being silly and just talking.
Are you going to do that?
We were like,
no, I mean, you're going to sell Jack Potter, okay. Jack Potter bags?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I just want before
Potter pouches.
Before we end the show, I want to remind everybody the Frontier Senior Center breakfast this Sunday, 8 to 11. We're opening back up. You got your choice of biscuits and gravy, or pancakes and sausage, or French toast, and
biscuits and gravy over there.